When a big dairy or meatpacking company builds a factory in a Midwest city, it doesn't just bring in new jobs and industry. It changes the farms in the area, too. Luke Runyon of Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media explains.
Casey DeHaan's dairy farm near Ault in northern Colorado looks pretty standard from the county road it sits on. Big red barn, pen full of cows. But inside, those cows are filing onto a huge metal merry-go-round.
So this is they call this a rotary parlor. It's always moving, and the cows get on and off.
These dairy cows are being milked while the spinning machine inches along. The cows look down quizzically at us while DeHaan shows me around.
By the time the cow makes one revolution, she's completely done milking, and she goes back to the pen. And watch your head.
We duck under the machine as it continues to turn above us. DeHaan's been up and running here for 8 years after moving to Colorado from his home state of California. And lately, he's been growing his herd.
We went from 3,000 cows to 4,000 cows. You know, at that time, the Prina was wanting more milk as well, you know, so it worked out. And ultimately, we're shipping more milk down the road to the plant.
Catch that name? Leprino. It's a Denver-based mozzarella cheese manufacturer, the largest in the world. And the plant near DeHaan's dairy is just a few years old, takes in nearly all of the milk DeHaan's 4,000 cows churn out, plus much of the milk his neighboring dairy farmers produce. Mike Reedy is a Leprino executive.
There's a good chance if you go buy a bag of frozen mozzarella, shredded mozzarella in the grocery store, that it's our cheese.
Leprino's cheese is ubiquitous on everything from Papa John's pizza to frozen dinners. And to make it, they need a lot of milk. Already, their plant in Greeley, Colorado, uses millions of pounds of milk a day. Now, it's about to expand. And to do that, the company will need a lot more cows nearby.
Generally, the number we've been sharing with folks is about an incremental 30,000 cows.
Since the late 90s, the number of dairy cows in northern Colorado has more than doubled. Tom Heron helped make that happen. He's the CEO of Ag Professionals, a consulting group in northern Colorado that helps farmers expand their operations or find locations for new farms.
Does it have the water? Does it have the land, regulatory environment, political will? The interest in the farmers and the people, does it have a market?
Heron says most new dairies here are popping up within an 80-mile radius of the expanding Leprino plant. Because milk can spoil quickly and shipping it in big refrigerated trucks is expensive, dairy farmers want their farms close to the companies who are buying their milk and the people in cities who drink it.
But we're also dealing in agriculture, and particularly with milk, with a perishable commodity. So how long can you sit on it before it becomes something that isn't usable?
In many ways, our food system is regional. You'll find big cattle feedlots near companies that produce hamburger meat and big hog farms near bacon factories. Farms cluster around the factories that process their products. Factories move closer to their suppliers. And the placement of a new factory can spur even more growth.
The trickle down on this is huge.
Changes to a region's agricultural makeup don't come without costs. The growing dairy region of Colorado is also seeing dramatic population growth. Water is limited. That's forcing new dairy farms to be more efficient with water and write big checks to buy the rights to use it. And many of the new and expanding dairies are finding themselves positioned near or within suburban communities. You can see some of those rapidly growing neighborhoods from Casey DeHaan's dairy farm. When he was designing his operation, he tried hard to cut down on odors from manure and muddy pens. He's looking to expand further to meet Leprino's thirst for milk.
8 million pounds of milk a day. You know, they're knocking on the door now, wanting to get to that point. And so I think the Colorado dairymen and will do everything they can to help make that happen for them.
As they do, they'll be rewarded with a market ready for more. For Here and Now, I'm Luke Runyon.
And Luke's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.